the nation of isolation.
We are the nation alive and untouched. Went for some shopping, but they didn't have much. Lockdown for the population. Don't go outside or you'll answer to the nation.
Nation of isolation.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Nation of Isolation. We are joined today by one of our good friends, Dan. How are you doing, Dan?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
Very well, mate. Yeah, not so bad. It's been a while since I've seen you. I think last time I saw you was either one of your comedy improv nights or it'll have been at one of our Grapple Arcade nights. I can't remember which one was last because it was a while ago now.
Yes. Yeah, much has happened.
Indeed, it has. You live in a different country now.
Yeah, technically, yes. Yeah. They've rebuilt the wall and everything.
Technically. Jimmy bastard. Yeah, technically. He lives in Scotland. He's moved to Scotland.
All right, I thought you meant like illegally. You're like now living in Peterborough.
Illegally. He's illegally living in Scotland. He smuggled himself up there.
And, I did.
He's living in the farmer's market next to the castle.
Yes.
So what we thought we'd do is, before we go any further, actually, Dan, I thought it would be good to do this and get you involved because of your general knowledge around kings and whatnot.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you're up to, mate, regarding the Isles Regency and that?
Yes. Well, as you mentioned, I do a bit of the improvised comedy. Got a group called Spontaneous Rex who do regular improv shows. But a little mini group of us, led by me, do an improvised history show where we rank the 40 kings and queens of England over the past 1,000 years in a literal Royal Rumble to decide who is the best at any category the audience wants to hear about.
So can you give us an example of, well, I'll tell you what, so far, what has been the funnest episode, the funnest category that you've worked with?
Okay, well, in terms of the live shows we've done, there have been some really good ones, and one that really sticks in my head was which monarch would be the best in drag?
Right?
Wait. Yeah, and it turned out to be the Empress Matilda from the middle of the 1100s.
Well, of course it did.
Yeah, everybody loved a bit of Matilda. And over the past couple of weeks while we've been in lockdown, I've been doing brief mini episodes by myself in isolation for everybody who's working from home, everybody who's locked down. We do a live at lunchtime every day. And we've had Who Would Survive Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory? We've had Who Would Best Be Able to Wield the Infinity Gauntlet? Yep. And we had Which Monarch Would Win at WrestleMania?
Wow. Fantastic. Yeah. So with the WrestleMania one, who was the overall winner at WrestleMania?
I went with two warrior kings for the head-to-head or head of state to head of state, it should be really. Henry V.
Just for like a unification match.
Yes, basically. Brilliant. It was for I did do a very crude Photoshop of the winner holding the title belt afterwards. But it was Henry V, the babyface underdog at the Battle of Agincourt in 1415, outnumbered, outmanned, in the thick of the action, but he won. So that was a nice against-the-odds story, like we like at WrestleMania. Indeed. He was up against Richard the Lionheart, who spent his reign fighting the entire time and also was called the Lionheart, much like Le Champion many years ago.
I see.
Yeah, and then we put it to a public vote after I talked about the various merits of each king, and Henry V came out on top. He won, and he was our WrestleMania monarch champion. Although what I should have mentioned was 500 years ago this year, King Henry VIII actually had a wrestling match against the King of France.
No way.
Yeah, it was the WrestleMania of the time. It was called the Field of the Cloth of Gold. This huge Brilliant. Diplomatic summit, thousands of people attended. There were jousts, banquets, entertainment. And then the two kings had a wrestling match. And the King of France apparently put Henry down on his back and won.
Wow.
Was he like young, handsome Henry VIII? Or was he old, fat, gets his ass cleaned by servants Henry VIII?
this was very much young, fit, sporty, top of his game Henry VIII.
Yeah.
So this was Goldberg 1998 Henry VIII, not Goldberg 2020 Henry VIII.
Did anybody get rolled into a pit or a grave full of bones at all? Any of that? No.
If they had, we would all be talking about that still.
Sure.
As we will be 500 years from now.
From last night.
From last night.
Yes, indeed. Oh, well, that was absolutely wonderful. Fantastic. Thank you for sharing that. And where can people find out a bit more info about how to... Where can people watch the live stream stuff?
You can watch the Live at Lunchtime episodes on the Rank King Facebook page, which is rank, as in smells bad, hyphen king. Or you can look at the Rank King show on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.
Excellent stuff. And we will plug them again for people at the end of the show. So thank you very much for that. And welcome aboard, Dan, mate. Myself and Pablo have set this little playlist up, I suppose. That's what we're going to be classing it as. Basically, on our pod show, we've got a number of different playlists. Some of them are purely about interviews. Some of them about with the rest of the BBG team are more like weekly reviews and things of that nature. Our Turnchuckle show is specifically about more old school interviews. So we thought it was time that we just had a bit of a natter about different bits and bobs to do with the 90s that we love very much.
Lovely.
So, well, as we're recording this, we're about to upload in the next few days our episode number one, which people will be able to see in the playlist now if they look whilst listening to this, which will be our cover, in-depth cover of the Nation of Domination. And I believe it'll either go up maybe just before this, maybe just after this one, our in-depth cover of, well, tell you what, Pablo, do you want to mention who our second grouping was?
Well, we received the letters.
We did.
The demand was there. And in lieu of, and I'm going to spoil it for everyone, in lieu of no reunion at this year's WrestleMania, we decided to do a full hour on the full history of the Truth Commission.
Yes, we did.
You know, and I like to think that this will be the podcast that like spurns all the members who are all still alive to, you know, reunite and dominate wrestling as they did in 1997.
It's massively required, and mm-hmm. work out. I can't understand why they aren't headlining For the Love of Wrestling yet. But you know, the time will tell. We'll get there eventually, I hope. What we need is a bit of sniper recon, Kurgan, and Tank in our lives, along with the Commandant and Jackal. We need them all.
And Jack, they're all there. They're all still alive.
They're all ready and willing.
Kurgan's gone Hollywood now, hasn't he?
Oh, hasn't he? Yeah, indeed. Yeah. He bloody well has.
There's your storyline, though. They're like, what happened to you, man? You know, and he's just like, you know, all Hollywood Kurgan. Like Hollywood Hogan, but Hollywood Kurgan. And, just, you know, I would say out of all of the podcasts in the world about the Truth Commission, ours is probably the first.
I hope so, because we went for it, and we do go in depth, and we cover some proper detailed ground. So,
We do, and have we interviewed any Truth Commission members yet? No, we haven't.
We haven't. We've interviewed a couple of Nation of Domination ones, but we haven't covered any of the Truth Commission lads yet. So, Sniper, if you're listening, Sunshine, we'll stop this jiggery pokery, and without further ado, we'll crack on to today's show, which is loosely linked to what Dan does, massively linked to wrestling. It's to find out who is the real king or queen or regent of the ring. So Woo! The way that we're going to do this is myself, Dan and Pablo submitted 8 different names, all related to kings, queens, lords, different regencies, anything related to the concept of kings and regents and queens, et cetera, in the world of wrestling. So they could be previous King of the Ring winners. They could have king or queen or whatever in their name, etc., etc. We've all got a list of 8 names. I have them now. And the way I've done it is if all 3 of us mention the same person, they get a spot in our King of the Ring knockout tournament. If 2 out of the 3 of us, again, name the same person, they will also get a spot in our King of the Ring tournament. And the remaining names will have now got into a mixer and they have been randomly drawn So the last spots, remaining spots, go to the people who were at the top of that list, who came up at the top of that random list. But I think the best way to do this is if we each go through our 8 names. We don't have to go into massive detail as to why, but we can just do it for a bit of fun, like, you know what I mean, just a little bit of fun. Dan, you being the guest, would you like to go first with your list of 8 names? Go.
Okay. On my list, in no particular order, were the Macho King Randy Savage, with that music, with that crown, with that scepter, the epitome of kingship, as far as I'm concerned.
Indeed.
And with the Macho King comes the Queen. So Queen Sherry was my number 2 pick.
Mm-hmm.
And sticking with the 80s, King Haku is an underrated king, I think. And then one more King of the Ring winner from me was, get ready with your all hails. You've got to have King Booker in there. I would have voted for him.
You have?
Yeah, I have, yeah. And then I started to get maybe a little bit more tenuous with my kings and queens and things. And
I'm going to say that to you now. You're not the only one who's got tenuous.
Good.
We'll get into that shortly, so feel free to carry on, mate. Sorry.
Yeah. So number 5, the King of Kings, Triple H.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Mostly for the King of Kings song that he uses very occasionally. And Lemmy wants us to bow down to the king. And that makes Triple H a king.
To be fair, we are ranking the king or queen or regent of all of these. So it's an apt option, to be fair.
Yeah. And speaking of king ofs, number 6 for me was the King of Strong Style. Went for a bit of Shinsuke Nakamura.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know if he's still called the King of Strong Style, but he certainly was when he started in WWE, and that should count.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. I went down the levels of the nobility a little bit for number 7, and I went with the Duchess of Dudleyville, Stacey Keibler.
Ah, interesting.
Duchesses are aristocratic as well. Not quite a king or a queen, but yeah, I think a duchess should count. I refrained from picking the Duchess of Queensbury from Backlash 2001. But I remember once I did do a deep dive into that match, and I did research the actual history of the real Duchesses of Queensbury. And for some reason, the wrestling didn't quite get it historically accurate.
Oh, what a shame. Let us down.
Yeah, so she was off the list because of that. And my 8th choice is Rey Mysterio, because
obviously
Rey is Spanish for king.
Right.
And that counts. He's the king of mysteriousness, mystery.
Yeah. Yeah, think that's fair. I think it's a fair shout. It's borderline, but you're there. I think it's fair enough. If we're going to go, well, if we use an English term king before people's names, whether they're a king or not, I think it's only fair to use Spanish ones as well. So that's fair enough, mate. I think that's a solid list of 8.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Paul. What I'll do is we'll move on to Paul's list, and then I'll list mine, and then we'll mention, obviously, which ones cross over, okay? So, Paul, can we have your 8 in no particular order, or in whichever order you like?
Yeah, don't tell me what to do.
I won't.
I'll do them in alphabetical order. No, I won't.
You have to, though.
Well, that's tough, isn't it? Because I can only remember 7 of them.
Excellent.
Yeah,
I'll tell you your 8. Wonderful. Go for it.
Right. Okay. So first, we start with Sumo. I feel that it was a peerage that was well earned, and for his work, for his charity work, and his services to the rap industry. Secondly, we have Sleazy. The midget clown, the midget king even. I thought Sleazy was, he was underrated in his sleaziness. He was a hairy little man, and he should be celebrated.
I like your categories as to what should be constituted as celebratory. what shall we celebrate? Little hairy man. Fine. That's absolutely fine.
Okay, third, Owen Hart.
to the point, of course.
You know, and you know, I think that it, for me, King of the Ring 94 is such an underrated pay-per-view, and but it's almost largely unwatchable because of Art Donovan. And I think that that's like a shame because I think it like ruins like all of the great stuff that happened on that event. And Owen Hart really actually, you know, carried the label of King quite well, even though he didn't come out with the crown and everything. You know, he gave himself a great nickname, King of Hearts, and he was just a superb king. For Sherry, because she was a fox, and, you know, she's the greatest queen who ever existed. Including like Queen Elizabeth, she, you know, Sherry is the better queen.
She would have repelled the Spanish Armada. I can say that with certainty.
She would have. I think if Sherry was doing the Queen's speech every Christmas, I think that would, like, you know, make life a lot more interesting.
If only it was Sherry. Anyway, carry on.
Five, Don Morocco, the first King of the Ring. And, you know, those, it's a shame that those, apart from the 91 King of the Ring, like all of the house show King of the Rings, I don't think exist on any kind of tape or anything like that. So I think it's a shame that those can't be remembered more. I think at the time, there wasn't a crown or anything. It was a trophy because when Harley Race won it, there is a picture of him, not obviously not in King gear. He's kind of in his like old NWA gear holding a trophy. And that is the only thing that really exists from that time. So next, King Tonga. So it's whether you know, this is like a judgment call on whether King Haku and King Tonga count.
They both go in as the same person for me.
Okay.
So if, for example, anybody else says King Haku and King Tonga for me are the same person, so they go through as one vote, if you like.
And, you know, if for nothing else, for the hilarious mistake at WrestleMania 5 where Howard Finkel calls King Haku King Tonga and it gets dubbed out on every other version of WrestleMania 5. Up next is the Duke of Dorchester, Pete Doherty. So now I don't feel quite as foolish about having a Duke since now we've got Duchess in there. But Pete Doherty, the legend of, you know, Boston Garden. And imagine Cat Weasel, if you've never seen Pete Doherty before. He was arguably maybe like the most nonsensical commentator that WWF ever had. And just a ridiculously unlistenable voice, but he was highly entertaining and deserves to be remembered. And when WWF did their last show at the Boston Garden in 97, before they closed, they even brought out Pete Doherty to like a standing ovation, which I thought was like quite nice. And number eight, I can't remember for the life of me.
You went with Lord Littlebrook, Paul.
Oh, of course I did. Of course I did. Oh, no. Oh, poor guy. Well, another little hairy man who, you know, just ticks all the boxes for me.
both little and hairy.
Brilliant stuff.
Lord Littlebrook. I'm going to put it out there, the greatest Lord midget wrestler ever. The only Lord midget wrestler ever, but also the greatest.
Fair enough. Yeah, well, you know, it's a varied list, and that's what I like so far. You know, the things that I mentioned to you both beforehand in terms of what constitutes as names to submit were keep it WWF, WWE, WCW, and ECW, and
which ruled out the artist formerly known as, well, that ruled out the artist formerly known as Prince Iaukea, which I was very disappointed about.
I thought he was
in WCW, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, did you say? I thought you said just WWF. Oh.
No, WWF, ECW, and WCW.
And yeah. I was a fool going with Sleazy, but I've got to stick with Sleazy now. So, you know, there we are. Undefeated WWF.
It is true. It is very true. It did unfortunately rule out Lord Humongous. Sorry, Sid. So that was one of the ones that we couldn't go for, and I had to cross them off my list of all eight spots. So what I will do to start off with is I'll mention my eight, but I'll mention first and foremost the four that have already been mentioned by one of yourselves, because without giving it away, that means that there's four altogether that will be making it through automatically into the tournament brackets, because we've either mentioned them three times or two times. Okay, so the rest will be Gannon in the mixer. So to start off with, indeed, I know. Indeed. So to start off with, I have chosen King Haku. You've covered him yourselves, and he's just a hard bastard. And I love King Haku. I think he was highly underrated as a rock hard nutter in WWF until the late 80s, early 90s. Everything about him was awesome. I thought he was an underappreciated character of the Heenan family. Although he was ranked as king, I still don't think he was... I think they could have done more with him, in my honest opinion. So King Haku. So all three of us said King Haku. Next person on my list was Queen Sherry. Three of us said Sherry again. So Sherry absolutely deserves a spot in our tournament. She is the best queen that's ever lived, by far.
She is.
Next on my list is King Owen Hart. Now, both myself and Pablo have mentioned Owen Hart. Owen is one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. He's in one of my favorite tag teams. In fact, he's in two of my favorite tag teams of all time, with Yokozuna and then with Bulldog. So,
I thought you were going to say High Energy.
I also thought you were going to say High Energy.
No, that would be number 11 on my list. Bulldog and Owen and Yoko and Owen are two of my favorites of all time. And yeah, I could rant on for ages about why he is a joy. So two of us have said Owen, so he goes into the tournament. And fourth is Macho King Randy Savage. So Macho King also makes his way into the tournament because two of us have said Macho King. Now, my other four on my list, and I won't harp on about them for too long.
Come on, Sleazy.
Neither of you. I can't believe neither of you said Prince Albert. Neither of you said King William Regal. I can't believe neither of you said King Mabel, you bastards. And can't believe neither of you said Squire Dave Taylor in WCW. There we go.
Well, I'm gonna Squire. Now, a Squire is not even a knight. If we're talking ranks of the peerage, Squire is like an apprentice. And I wouldn't class that as aristocratic.
Is a Duchess at the same level then as that? Higher? Yeah. Or in factual opinion.
would you like me to go through the traditional ranks of the peerage on this wrestling podcast?
please do, because I was going to go with the royal dentist Isaac Yankum, but I didn't think that that was a actual royal thing. But
regular job by royal appointment. And I take exception to Dave Taylor, because ranks of the peerage, you've got the king or the queen at the top. Mm-hmm. And then you've got princes and princesses, who are generally children of the monarch.
Yeah.
And then you get royal dukes and duchesses. So examples today being Prince William is the Duke of Cambridge. You've got other dukes who I will not mention for legal reasons. And the royals.
Duke of York.
Yes. We've got royals who are a level above everyone else. And then you get dukes and duchesses, followed by viscounts and viscountesses, I think, and then earls and countesses, marquises and marchionesses, baronets and lady baronets, and then barons and baronesses. Then you get to knights and dames, and then you get to things like squires and things like that. You could have had a baron who has risen up the ranks to become a king.
Because the reality is that Dave Taylor is better, and WCW disagrees with your history, because they put him in a tag team with Lord Steven Regal, so they obviously see him as a similar note.
Yes, so, what was happening there
and
was
Earl Robert the Eaton Lord, as well.
Earl Robert
the
Eaton,
Lord
yeah.
and the Earl were using the Squire as their assistant, as is historically accurate, but never got to the point. They weren't together for 7 years, which is the required amount of time for a squire to qualify for the ceremony of dubbing, where they become a knight and therefore enter into the peerage. Now, if King Booker knighted Dave as part of his king's court, I would allow Dave Taylor in here, but I cannot remember if King Booker knighted him or not.
No, he didn't. No, this is like QI.
Yeah.
It's like a QI. This is this is brilliant. Like, but we could
the wonderful thing is, he didn't even make the final list anyway, lads. So I wouldn't worry about it.
Oh right.
He was just on my discards.
You know.
Yeah. Because what I will do now is I will tell you who did in the randomizer make it into the final eight alongside the four we've already mentioned. So alongside King Haku stroke Tonga, Queen Sherry, King of Hearts Own Heart, and Macho King Randy Savage, I can formally announce that King Booker did indeed make it in.
All hail.
All hail indeed. Sir Mo did indeed make it in.
Yeah.
King Mabel made it in.
Oh.
And Sleazy. King Sleazy.
Yes. Oh, woo! You did not.
Seriously, I pressed the random button once. That's what the top four were out of the remaining names. And that's what I stuck with.
Can I just say as well with Sleazy, he was in a team called the Royal Family, which to me insinuates that he was related to Jerry the King Lawler. So he wasn't necessarily a king. But you might have been a duke, or you might have been a prince,
or a little hairy man, as you so adequately put it before. So, they're our top eight anyway. So, what I need you guys to do now, because we have to move on swiftly to this next part, is out of the eight names I've got here, the fairest way to do this is I have put a number next to each of their names. So. Haku, Sherry, Owen, Macho King, Booker, Mo, Mabel, and Sleazy. I've put a number from 1 to 8 next to their names. And starting with yourself, Dan, taking turns, can you shout a number out and I will put them on the list?
3.
3 is King Mabel. Paul, you shout a number out?
5.
5 is Queen Sherry. Now, there's a squash match. The Sherry's clean.
Possibly literally.
Potentially. So there's Sherry and Mabel. Now back to yourself there, Dan.
7.
7 is Macho King Randy Savage. And Paul?
1.
1 is King Haku.
Mm.
Rock Tonga. Dan, to yourself, mate.
I'll have number 4.
Number 4 is Sleazy. He's never going to get old. He's got a fucking win, isn't he? Let's be honest. Jesus Christ. Right, so Sleazy, yeah.
What numbers are left? What numbers are left?
You can have 2, 6, and 8, I believe. Yes, 2, 6, and 8.
Okay, I'll have 8.
8 is Owen Hart. Now there's a battle. And the last two numbers we've got are 2 and 6, which is King Booker versus Sir Mo.
Mm.
Yikes. Okay. So what we're going to do now is I am going to start asking a series of questions.
Mm-hmm.
The questions will be pretty random, I think it's fair to say. And basically, the person who gets it right, I need you to then decide which person in that match that we're on makes it through to the next round. It is your choice, basically, to the winner of said question. So each question represents the round that we're in. What I do need you to do for some of these questions, such as question 1, I need you, have you got your phones handy at all?
Yes.
I need you to send me the answer privately in a direct message to the first question, okay? And there's a couple of questions where this will be the same. So it's basically, if I ask the question here, one of you might say, I don't want the other one to then say something very, very close to that, because it'll make it very difficult to decide on who wins. And you'll see what I mean in a second. So send me the answer, if you both can, to this question, and then I will pick the nearest to the actual real answer. So, for example, question 1. King Tonga hailed from Tonga, apparently. But how many people were under his rule, according to 2019 census? What is the total population of Tonga in 2019? The closest answer wins the round. Wow. Message me.
Message sent.
Indeed it has.
I did watch Tonga play New Zealand at the Rugby World Cup at St. James's Park not that long ago.
Did you really?
They've got a population big enough for a rugby team.
Well, I'll tell
What's
you this.
Haku?
I will go with the answer, which is the closest under the actual answer, if you see what I mean. So not one over, not a penny over kind of thing. So if your answer is over the amount, you don't win. If your answer is under, you do win. Or the closest to the answer. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So, for example, the answer is 108,137.
Mm.
108,137. Dan, you went with 800,000.
It's not one over.
It's not one over. It's very true. Pablo went with 17,000. So you're both slightly out. But based on the rules of the game, Pablo takes the point for round one. But with that comes a great responsibility, Pablo. You have now got to choose who goes through to round two out of King Mabel and Queen Sherry.
Can we help?
Can we advise?
We can.
The decision making process.
We can advise. We can slag him off. We can call him useless shit. We can do whatever we want to sway his vote. But ultimately, he has. Yeah, it's just standard decision making tactics for Paul anyway.
Because I think that there is a noticeable size difference between Mabel and Sherry. But if you take into account Mabel's proclivity as the world's largest love machine, that even with Visagra, I think Sherry's sensuality would send him into overdrive. He'd keel over and she'd win.
It's a fair enough answer. Yeah. I think akin to that as well, she's got a form for sneak attacks, you know?
Mm.
So, you know. One blow later, you never know.
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, Sherry or Mabel doesn't really have the mean streak that Sherry has. And I feel like Sherry would do anything to win. So I'm going to go with Sherry.
I'm going to go with Sherry. I mean, you say he doesn't have the mean streak. Him and Mo kicked the piss out of Oscar before he departed.
This is true.
But yes, I mean, who wouldn't? But there we go. So Sherry makes it through to the next round. Well done, Sherry. On to question number two.
I feel like we're doing legacy proudly. Like
this, yeah, this is how all King of the Ring should be determined. there have been 20 King of the Ring winners. And 21 runners-up, because obviously a wrestler has won it twice. What I want you to do is take turns, and because Paul won that one, he gets to go first this time round. You need to take turns. You've got 10 turns each to guess as many of the runners-up from all of those as possible. So out of those 21 runners-up throughout history of the King of the Ring, you've got 10 turns each to guess one each. Okay?
Is this over Messenger or...
No, you can do that. You can verbably do this live. Yeah.
Oh, very good. Right. Okay.
Taking turns with this one. So Paul gets to go first with his runner-up choice. Okie doke.
Okay. Bam Bam Bigelow.
Bam Bam Bigelow is indeed on the list. Your turn, Dan.
Neville.
Neville is indeed on the list.
Razor Ramon.
Razor Ramon is indeed on the list.
Jake the Snake.
Jake the Snake is indeed on the list.
Mankind.
Mankind is indeed on the list.
Rob Van Dam.
Rob Van Dam is on the list.
The Rock.
The Rock is on the list, Pablo.
Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle is on the list.
X-Pac
is on the list.
Rikishi?
Rikishi is on the list, Dan. So far, you've both answered five each correctly. Shit, I'm going to have to create some tiebreakers. No. This is your sixth guess now, Pablo.
What are we just doing the tournaments from 93?
Well, no, we're doing all 21 runners-up.
Oh, See, now I'm going to get a bit lost.
That was my aim.
IRS?
IRS is indeed on the list.
Shorty G.
Otherwise known as?
Chad Gable.
Indeed, he is on the list and the most recent runner-up.
Oh, right, now I'm completely stuck.
Well, what we'll do from this point onwards, we'll give each person 10 seconds to
answer the question. I could be completely wrong on this, but Pedro Morales?
Pedro Morales is on the list, yep. Oh. He was the second runner-up. Your turn, Dan.
CM Punk?
CM Punk is on the list.
Hey. Was it Regal who beat him?
Possibly
was. It was. Oh, wait, yeah. That was the only other one that had. who did Don Morocco beat? Let's throw one out there. I know I've got a guess. Butch Reed?
Butch Reed is not on the list, mate.
I am also out of ones I can think of, so I'm going to take a stab in the dark and say Junkyard Dog.
Junkyard Dog is not on the list.
Because Morocco won first, then Harley Race beat Pedro Morales, which I know. DiBiase won one, so I'm going to... Have I said Tito Santana?
I can't let you know whether you have or haven't.
I'm going to say... I think Tito might have won one as well, but I'm going to say Tito Santana.
He is not on the list, I'm afraid.
Oh.
I cannot remember whether we've done all of the 90s ones yet, but I am going to throw out the name Ken Shamrock.
Shamrock is not on the list.
No.
How many more have we got to go?
There are 1, 2, 3, 4... The 6 names remaining.
From which time periods?
From kind of across the spectrum.
Right, DiBiase did win one, but I'm almost certain Tito won one, and I'm going to say that he beat DiBiase in the finals, so I'm going to say DiBiase.
Is not on the list.
Oh!
Aye, aye, aye.
This is your final guess, Dan, so if you get this right, you've won. If you get it wrong, we go to sudden death, which is basically you've got 6 names, you're going to keep going until we get one.
That can go on for a while.
Cool. Right. A couple of kings come to... I can remember some more kings. I can remember Jim Duggan being king. I can remember Sheamus being king. I cannot remember who either of them would have beaten, but it seems around the time that of the late 80s, they were putting Dino Bravo in places he shouldn't be in terms of card position. So I'm going to say Dino Bravo because it seems like they put him in the final.
It's a fair shout, but it's incorrect, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
So, with that said, there's 10 questions gone, 10 guesses gone. You both got 7 each correct out of 10. So well done for that, because that's pretty good going. I didn't think it would be as obvious as that, to be honest. But we have got several names remaining. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We've got 7 names remaining, sorry. So we're going to keep going until one of you gets one right.
Oh, good.
That. Yeah. So off you go.
Okay, so Morocco won the first one. So I'm going to say that he beat King Kong Bundy.
King Kong Bundy is on the list.
Yay!
Did Morocco beat him?
So I can't give that away just yet because we're going to go until Dan either gets one wrong again or he somehow gets one right and then we'll have to keep going. So Dan, it's your guess.
Don't worry, this will be over soon. MVP.
MVP is not correct.
Okay.
So, well done there, Pablo, and a bloody valiant effort by Dan there.
I'll put you out of your pain now, guys.
The first person to come runner-up was Iron Sheik. Oh. We also had Randy Savage was a runner-up in the Royal Rumble.
In the what?
King of the Ring.
King of the Ring, sorry, not Royal Rumble. Have I been calling this whole competition Royal Rumble since the start? Yeah. Classic.
Although he was a runner-up in a Royal Rumble.
Yeah, well, I'm not lying. Yoko flipped him out, didn't he? So, King of the Ring, yes. Randy Savage is another runner-up. Rick Martel is a runner-up. Mm. Savio Vega is a runner-up.
Of course.
Bobby Lashley is a runner-up in the 2000s.
Lashes.
Three King of the Rings ago, John Morrison was a runner-up. So there you go. So there's all of them. That was that one. Which means that Pablo is 2-0. We're only 45 minutes in, and we're two. thankfully, they're not all as crackers as that one. So Pablo, moving on swiftly with that victory. Do you want, this is a nightmare, this Macho King or King Haku, King Tonga to go through to the next round to face Sherry, I may add.
Queen.
I've got to go with Macho King because it's my favourite Hasbro figure.
Well, that's usually how I select my dinner. Lovely.
Can you talk us through that process? How do the Hasbros help you select your dinner?
They tell me. I asked them. It's an open relationship. We're quite fond of each other.
Brutus Beefcake whispering, Chippy T.
Only the second of the Brutus Beefcakes. The first one I've got no time for. That's the dropkick molds. So the second, Zebra Print. Yes, he generally tells me to go for a Chippy T, or, but not a kebab from a Chippy.
Because no.
As we all know, I don't want to open that can of worms. This isn't the show for it. So, without further ado, we're going to be moving on to question three. Because why wouldn't we be?
Yes.
Moving on to question three. So, yes, so far we'll say we've got Sherry versus Macho King in the semi-finals. Yikes. Now, moving on to question three, we have got... a lovely little question for you, actually. It's one of those ones where I want you to text me the answer to this. It should be a quick one, so we can move on. Again, same rules apply. Closest to the answer wins. But if one of you goes over and one of you goes under, then go with the one that's under. Okay? Much like in round one. So, can you message me with the answer to this question, please? Ted DiBiase, I don't know who he is, but Ted DiBiase, on the other hand, had his illustrious $1 million belt, and it was held by four recognised wrestlers in the WWF. Ted Senior, Ted Junior, the Ringmaster, and Virgil. What I want to know is, what is the total amount of combined days the title has been held? So all four of those people have held the belt for X amount of time, but if you add them all together, what have you got? Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Can you please message me with your answers, and I will then select the winner.
It's less than a million, isn't it?
I'd hope so. Right. I will say that you've both answered below the actual real answer. Dan went with 400. I can say that it's not 400. Pablo went with 794, which means that he has won this round.
Oh, for goodness sake.
It is not 794 either. The total combined amount of time is 1,463. Ted Senior held the title for 1,010 days alone by himself.
Wow.
Ted Junior. Yes, it is. Yeah, it's his total reignage overall. Ted Junior, believe it or not, somehow managed to hold it for 224 days, which is significantly more than the Ringmaster on 152 days and Virgil on 77 days. Add them together, 1,463.
So, do I get a bonus point if I tell you who was the actual king in the year 1,463?
Go for it, please do.
Edward the Fourth.
Edward the Fourth. There we go.
He could be making that up.
He could be. And you know what? If he was the quiz master here, that could have been a really good tiebreaker question that I can no longer ask because I wouldn't have done anything, let's be honest. But based on all that knowledge that we now possess, you have to use it, Paul, wisely to choose who goes through next, Sleazy or Own Heart. Do the right thing.
It's gotta be sleazy.
Paul, I want your final answer. Who is using... I'm going to ask you the ones. I won't dwell on it. I won't call you out on it. I'll ask you the ones. We may remain friends. Is sleaze your own heart? In fact, I'll just be honest. Sleaze your own heart going through to the next round. But you can pick whoever you like. No pressure.
Seriously. Well, it's going to be sleazy, isn't it? But
That was your final answer. I did say answer with your final answer.
I'm going for
You've
it.
Chosen like, sleazy. Mm-hmm. You now own mm-hmm. that choice. You have put sleazy above own heart in a King of the Ring tournament. Thank you from everybody for that.
Can I just say as well, I did a podcast episode once with Colin Delaney and Dalton Castle, and that week Cheesy died, and I paid tribute to him, and I think I scared Dalton Castle. Just with mentioning
Cheesy. Just in general or with your conversation or by mentioning that?
by paying tribute to Cheesy, yeah. Yeah, but I believe Sleazy and Queasy are still knocking about. King Cheesy the Second now rules his land.
Does it have a name? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the land is called Edam.
Edam.
Yeah,
it's where the cheese comes from.
It's true. Okay.
So, there we are. So I am putting Sleazy over one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, Owen Hart.
To be fair, if that match had actually happened, Owen would sell that loss really well.
Yes, he would.
I can see him having a tantrum and completely overreacting, Sleazy somehow beating him and making it work.
Now, Queasy was an actual professional midget wrestler who went under various names like Little Louie and stuff like that. Like, I have a feeling that Sleazy and Cheesy were probably just actors that they brought in for that match.
Yeah, probably is the case. I mean, moving on.
Anyway.
Question four. Right. King Mabel, stroke Big Vis. He was a big lad, as we all know. Yeah, he was a big lad. None taken. his weight fluctuated, as we know, over the years. I mean, it might not have been that obvious as he was a professional wrestler, but it did go up and down over the years. And unfortunately, before he passed away, he did make a massively conscious effort to try and drop some of the poundage. But what I'd like to know is, regardless of all of his different weights and sizes, according to the WWE Encyclopedia, how much did he weigh in pounds under the name of Mabel? And I want you to message me that, please, guys.
Under the name of Mabel, not as
the name of
Viscera
Mabel.
Or yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, the one that I've messaged is always the one that's stuck in my head, but that could have been what they give Yoko.
Well,
yeah, I've got two numbers in my head. One, I think, is one that they might have changed him to so that he wasn't more than Big Show when he was Viscera, but that would not apply to Mabel, so I could be wrong.
Well, interestingly, as Viscera, I believe he, at least, because, I can look on a number of different online sources and there were a few different things. So I thought, you know what it is? I'll go with the encyclopedia. I think that's probably the fairest way to do it. They are different weights between Mabel and Viscera is indeed lighter than Mabel, according to the encyclopedia, okay? By a considerable few pounds, to be fair. So, Dan, you went with 550 pounds. Paul, you went with 568 pounds. You're both relatively fair guesses, to be honest with you. The actual weight was 525 pounds, according to the encyclopedia.
Interesting. So
Dan takes that one. Now, online, I've seen it as a much different weight than that. But online, what does online know compared to the deadly accurate and never, ever making facts and figures up WWE encyclopedia? I will say that weight is actually the same weight in both the original encyclopedia and the updated and expanded version. It's the same, so it doesn't even fluctuate within that. So at least they've got consistency. so with that said, Dan, you now get to choose who goes through to face Sleazy. Your choice is either King Booker or Sir Mo.
It seems quite obvious to me. I'm willing to be persuaded one way or the other.
Well, but if we had a Mabel in this competition still, he was knocked out in the first round, remember, by Queen Sherry. If Mabel was still in this, you know, a Sir Mo versus King Mabel could have been a good battle, but Mabel's not there. And to be fair, I know you did go with King Booker as one of your original choices. So
yeah.
Would I be right in thinking that that's your choice, or have you been swayed?
My head says King Booker, but my heart also says King Booker, so him.
That is wonderful. So we now have our semi-final matchups, guys. We have got Sherry versus Macho King. Bloody hell, that's a one for the ages. And Sleazy versus King Booker in the other. The final's going to be joyous regardless, isn't it? It really is. Right, so that was question four, I believe. Now, this is also an interesting one. Again, for this one, I need you to message me. There are a few that this is the case for, because just of the nature of the beast that is. So question five. How many titles in WWF/WWE, WCW/NWA, and ECW has Steve Austin held, including non-sanctioned titles? So I want the total amount of titles he's held in his WWFE, WCW, NWA, and ECW career. How many titles has he held in total? Can you message me with your answers, please, guys? Now, either Paul or Dan are thinking about this quite avidly because I can hear some very heavy breathing.
I do apologise.
I know it's the semi-finals, but calm down. Right, thank you very much for your answers, guys. I will say that Dan has answered with a number of 10. Pablo has answered with a total number of 15. The actual answer, including non-sanctioned titles, i.e. the million-dollar title, is 19, believe it or not. Ooh. He's held belts in the promotions that I mentioned, including tag titles, numerous times, to be fair. But he's held titles, including the million-dollar title, 19 times in total. So, Pablo, you bloody walrus, you get to choose... this is where we do need a bit of swear. We're not swear as such, but we can put our points forward, I think, here, because it's getting serious now. You get to choose who goes through to the next round out of Sherry and Macho King. You swine.
Well, realistically, yeah, I am going to go with Macho King because he lived the King gimmick. You know,
it wasn't him that dispatched Queen Sherry, though. He needed Elizabeth to do that.
This is true, but he wore really shiny, nice costumes as well.
So did Sherry.
This is true, but you know,
have a counter argument think about the possibility of a final of Sherry versus Sleazy.
Sleazy Sherry, that was like the other gimmick idea that they didn't use.
It was the Vince Russo director's cut of 94.
I am going to go with Savage because he's just wonderful, and he was on my the first ever wrestling themed birthday card that I ever got when I was 7.
No, that's at least it's from the heart. At least, I'm hoping.
Speaking from the heart, like the track off the WrestleMania album, sung by Macho Man. I use Savage's album a lot as the soundtrack to when I played Worms.
His rap album.
Yeah. And I would like to think that, like, if a friend like ever dies, I will get up and rap "Perfect Friend." At that funeral, kind of like how Elton John played at Princess Diana's funeral, another monarch. Well, not a monarch, People's Princess, whatever. Rest in peace. And so, yeah, Randy Savage.
So we now have Macho King in the final. Wow, that's to be honest with you, I mean, it's deserving. It's deserving, let's be honest. It's Sherry is, personally, Macho King versus Sherry final would have ticked the boxes for me. That would have been sublime. But it's just not the way it worked out, unfortunately.
May I share some royal credibility for Savage, just to back up this decision? Yeah. His theme tune, in its version as Land of Hope and Glory, was used in the coronation ode for King Edward VII in 1902.
There you go.
Was it really?
I did have to look that up. I had a feeling it had been, because it turns up in the proms and things like that every year.
Yeah.
But it has been used as part of a coronation for an actual king.
Ah.
Isn't it crazy that like it's got such prestige in this country, but to Americans it's the song used during like high school graduation?
Yeah, it's very, very, very strange. But it's a good tune. I can't associate it with anyone except Randy Savage.
Yeah. And do you remember
I was just saying, you could watch the last night of the proms at the Royal Albert Hall, and I just expect him to appear with his tassels, but he never does.
The thing is, as well, early Randy Savage, they just, like, because the thing is, that run-up at the start of Savage's music isn't the start of the actual song, is it? It goes on for quite a while.
It does, it does indeed. It's got a much different sort of beginning for quite a while before that part kicks in.
But after that, and Savage's early matches before they started looping it, they let the music run and it went into like a different wherever it goes after that sort of thing, which I found
psychedelic trance.
Yeah,
really good mix.
Can I ask as well, since you know your stuff with this, Jerry Lawler's music, that is an actual classical piece of music. Was that used for like actual royalty, or was it just like a piece of classical music?
So his music, I believe, is called The Great Gate at Kiev, and it was part of a suite called Pictures at an Exhibition, which was by a Russian composer who went to see some pictures at an exhibition and got inspired by them. So it wasn't written for any royalty, as far as I can tell, but did later become a concept album by Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
Well, there you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
I love shit like that. Like, that's brilliant. Like,
well, let's form a petition. So when one of the younger royals, Harry or whomever, William, whatever,
he's not a royal anymore.
Oh no, he's dethroned himself. Denounced himself. What's the correct term?
Untitled.
He's fucked off. I don't know. He's royally fucked off.
Yeah, that's where it comes from. That's where the phrase comes from.
So yes, what I need you to do next then, chaps, anyway, is text me with your next answers to the question number 6, I believe we are on. So here goes. Dan Severn had 127 MMA matches. 101 of these were staggeringly wins for Dan Severn in the MMA world, which is incredible. Ken Shamrock had one kickboxing match and lost. He also had 47 official MMA matches. How many did he win out of those 47? Can you text me your answers, please, gents?
See, I thought the question was going to be after all of that, like, what is, you know, Bobby Lashley's
how
favorite?
How tall is Devil?
Yeah. <it's>, yeah.
Dan's having a think.
I am.
Which one are you going with, Dan?
For King Mabel's favourite biscuit.
By count, clearly.
Heart of ring.
Lions Den match. No, that wouldn't class. Dan was asking a question here. Lions Den match wouldn't count because that's technically not an official MMA match. So
it
which
should
one
be.
So you're going to go with the first of your numbers there, yes?
I'm wrong either way. I don't mind. Whichever one's closer to the actual answer.
Well, I'll go with you. I'll go with your first answer. The total out of 47 matches, his total amount of official wins is 28. So Pablo went with 43, and you went with 25, which is a bloody good guess. So it's you take that one, Dan, and you get to choose out of the monstrosity that is Sleazy versus Sleazy.
Okay, it would be a hard fought match.
well, to be fair, Sleazy would have the rest of his crew, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Booker would have Charmel.
Now, was there
Jerry Lawler be involved?
Was there not a little... I'm sure there was a little Booker at one point.
I think you're right.
Oh, when the Rock brought him out.
Yes.
There you go.
So can King Booker sub him in for this match? As long as he's got the crown and the robe.
I'm not the matchmaker, so.
What do you think? Are we going to have a sort of we're going to have a sub. Should we have a? I mean, it's tenuous. Like that means that Booker later on down the line can say I was never truly beaten, and it would cause shenanigans, wouldn't it? Let's be honest.
It would. Okay.
I think he maybe tries, but Jack Tunney says no.
Okay.
Yeah, bear in mind, he has beaten Owen Hart, so he's more than capable.
Oh yeah, he's already, you know, over the greatest wrestler known to man.
Yeah. But King Booker is going to have his royal court with him, so he's going to have Queen Charmel.
You know,
he's going to have William Regal.
Indeed.
He's going to have the as established non-royal Dave Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it Finlay at that point?
Finlay, yeah.
It was Finlay. Okay. Well, that's even worse for Sleazy then, because Finlay knows how to deal with. With people of reduced stature, so the odds are stacked against him.
But Lawler, notorious rule breaker, like he knows every trick in the book, and Cheesy would just through his smell would distract quite a lot of the the Booker crew.
You forget that time at WrestleMania where Booker walked past Snitsky licking Mae Young's feet. If he can cope with that, he can cope with the smell of Sleazy.
Oh, I feel like we're pulling out just such big guns here.
I mean, what do you think about it? We've had Macho King versus Haku and Macho King versus Sherry, and it's Sleazy versus Booker, which is causing the booking issues.
I'm trying to delay the inevitable and kind of and let Pablo down gently here, because Sleazy is not going to win this.
I mean,
it is King Booker all the way.
I will say, if this helps you choose, we do have one more match to go, obviously, with one big question, and we're an hour and 15 minutes in. So feel free to submit your answer.
King Booker wins.
King
all
Booker
hail.
Wins. Oh, my Lord. Well, who'd have thought? Oh,
he had a good run, but...
We've got Sleazy's a final.
Time is up.
We've got a final, gents. We've got a bloody final on our hands of Macho King Randy Savage versus King Booker. Now, with Macho King, indeed, now the thing is with this, right? You could say Macho King. Ordinarily, you would say he's going to have Sherry in his corner, but he's just gone over Sherry in the semis. So Sherry's probably not on the cards here.
Who could have Sherry?
Well, Booker could enlist Sherry along with, he's obviously got Charmel there as well. But I'm saying Booker could probably enlist Sherry to join his stable. Does that mean we get the potential of Macho Man Liz making her save? This could be her moment again. Well, we're going to find out once and for all who is going to go over officially. Not quite
not on some... Not on some Nitro from 1997.
No, some bullshit. No, we won't be going with that. We will be going with a very special question indeed. Okay. Now, this is the final question to decide, as we all know. Who is truly the king? Yeah, I was just checking the name. The king of the ring. Which year between 1993 to 2002 had the lowest attendance? And I want you to tell me, to start off with, as part of this question, which year you believe had the lowest attendance from 1993 through to 2002?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I can confirm that neither of you will receive a point for question five. The correct answer is 1993.
Oh.
Wow.
What I need you to do now is tell me what the attendance was for 1983 via text.
Okay.
So the person.
Right.
So the answer and the decider as to who gets to choose the winner of the King of the Ring. Dan, you
Hello?
Said 1,463.
Yeah, by some sheer coincidence, the number of people in attendance were the exact same number of people as the number of days that the $1 million title was held for.
Pablo, you said 8,461. The correct answer is 6,500 on the dot. Which means, although Pablo was closer numerically, Dan gets the point because he got an unofficial answer.
Oh, well done.
Not a penny over, remember? Please. We're getting cards right. So, Dan.
Yes.
Although you were around 4,500, 5,000 people off, you win, my friend. Congratulations. You now get to choose, with the influence of myself and Pablo, who becomes the winner of the King of the Ring. It's out of Macho King Randy Savage and King Booker.
The King of the Ring.
You need to take into consideration previous rounds, who's fought who, who's in whose corner. Take it all into consideration. This is a legit pay-per-view at the end of the day.
Right. Well, I mean, Savage would have had Queen Sherry with him, but they have clearly fallen out by him beating her up in the semi-finals. So he's sort of by himself.
Or did he beat her up? Did she lay down for him? We don't know these things. Was it a finger poke?
She wouldn't have done that. She'd have fought. She'd have wanted to win.
No, she was loyal. She was loyal to her king until like Mania 7. Apart from that, though.
Until Sean came along.
I think.
Tell him, man.
Sure. Yeah, it's got to be Macho King, isn't it? I mean, you know.
Well, arguably
the definitive wrestling king. If you were like asking your man on the street, name a wrestling king. I think
they'd probably say Jerry Lawler.
I think even above Jerry Lawler, just because of, you know, the height of Hulkamania and stuff like that.
Oh, it's an interesting one, that. It's an interesting debate, that. I don't know if a lot of people would go for Macho Man over Macho King, because of, if nothing else, just the song and people remembering, you know, Macho, Macho Man, and little random links like that, even though it's not wrestling-related people, it just might sit in people's minds. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what people would think of more. One thing I would think, if we're going to rewrite history, is that this could be Liz making the save part two, where Sherry's laying the boots into Savage again after joining Booker, as she does in WCW.
Oh, two queens.
Yeah, well, you know.
Sherry and Charmel. And
a queen in each arm.
Beginning with Sh.
Yeah.
King Sheamus can join as well.
Yeah, hey.
All the Shs.
Shers.
Schleazy.
Schleazy.
Yes, he's Schleazy. In there.
Owen Shart.
Shamo. Oh,
Shamo, yes. Taking all that in mind and into consideration.
There are a lot of shenanigans in this match, aren't there?
Bloody well.
See, Jesus. Both of them have got ultimate commitment to the king thing. Savage kept it up. He had the crown. He had the scepter, and he carried it off to the point that you would believe that in his everyday life he was just walking around with a crown and a scepter. Booker T not only had a crown and a scepter and a really nice cape, he put the voice on as well. He changed the way he spoke when he was a king. And that's real commitment to the crown and to the throne. It's a really difficult decision. Can they go to a time limit draw? Has one of them got a win?
There has to be a winner, man. There has to be a winner. On top of that, I think it's something to take into consideration as well. They both went a bit insane, didn't they, as Kings? I mean, Savage was on the turn of going insane from breaking up with Hogan with all of this stuff just prior.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Zeus was pretty insane.
Yeah. Like, oh, God, yeah, yeah. Everything he had going on with Zeus. Booker was obviously insane. It's difficult. There's a lot of 50-50-ishness going on. I mean, you've got Randy Savage is Randy Savage at the end of the day. And he was also in Spider-Man. I don't know if you take that into consideration. Why would you take that into consideration? Just to go against him? I don't know.
The thing that probably sways it for me is Savage was a king for longer and more memorably. I think King Booker won the world title off Rey Mysterio as the king, but I think by the following year's WrestleMania, he was back to Booker T again. I don't think he was King Booker for all that long.
Yeah,
it might have only been about 6 months, which in 2006 might have still felt like an age, but Savage was Macho King for a lot longer, and that could be the deciding factor. He just had the longer reign and accomplished more in that time.
I think we've got an answer, chaps. Mm. Are we about to crown Macho King?
Then again, all hail King Booker. All hail King Booker. And Savage is part of all. Therefore, he would hail King Booker.
But would he?
But he might. Not if that match on Nitro I just skimmed through is anything to go by, but...
I think Liz would make the save. I can't help but think that. It's stuck in my head now. Booker's got it all going on with his lasses on his arms. Thinks he's king shit. But...
And the likes of Regal would probably turn coat and go to Macho King.
Yeah.
Oh, would they?
Yeah.
No, they were quite loyal to King Booker.
The only way I can see this happening as well, though, is that they both go into this as heels, and then if Savage wins, he comes out of it as a face because he's the underdog, because King Booker's got everybody in his corner.
Yeah,
so Savage going, and then he'd probably denounce himself as he turned back to Macho Man after winning the crown.
abdicate the throne. King Booker gets to... Okay, that I like that. That's a good story. Savage turns face, wins the match, becomes the king of the ring, but then abdicates. So King Booker still gets to be a king, even though he didn't win.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy.
Yeah, everybody goes home. Okay.
What a cop-out.
It's a match, but just to confirm, Macho King's won.
he's won the match and renounced the throne, and he's gone off to live in happiness, independently of any royal branding.
There we go. Simple as that. It was as easy as that. That's all you had to do to come up with the real King of the Ring, everybody.
Like Prince Harry.
Basically, exactly the same. To power and glory. So basically, Macho King Randy Savage is the winner overall. Thank you very much, everybody, for taking part, because we wouldn't have been able to do this without you. And I'm sure you could have got through your day a lot easier without us. Also, Dan, before you go, my friend, would you like to tell people once again how to check ye out with ye old kings and queens, etc.?
Yes. Here come a whole bunch of plugs. You can catch the Rank King live at lunchtime every day or every weekday at 12:30 on the Rank King Facebook page, where we take all those strange categories, much like this, but we power through it in 15 minutes using the kings and queens of history instead of the squared circle. And you can also catch me and some of my nerdy friends occasionally dropping in wrestling references and some other stuff as well on the Nerdfest podcast.
And we'll be back in touch very soon with some more nonsense from Nation of Isolation. We will catch you all in a bit. Take it easy.
All hail King Sleazy.